Australia's northwest tourism is hopeful of a buoyant season ahead for the Kimberley, despite the ongoing challenges posed worldwide by the coronavirus. The state government has announced a $10 million support package for the tourism industry as operators struggle with the impact of travel bans. Australia's Northwest believes the Kimberley will be protected from the downturn, in part due to the fact that the region's key overseas markets are in Europe and the UK, not China. It's also just launched a new campaign to encourage more Australians, particularly the over 55s, to holiday here. Claire Moody spoke to CEO Tash Ma about the online video called Magic Kimberley, the sequel, which tells the story of a couple of grey nomads travelling across the Gibb River Road.
Michael, I don't park so close.
Out you go, dear. What are you doing, Denise? All you got to do is open the gate.
Well, the longer you stay there, the longer we're going to be here.
At least I get 5 minutes' peace.
The Kimberley's always been on our bucket list.
Michael and Denise have proved to be popular with many people around Australia. So this is the second campaign that we've run, and it's really the story of a couple. We're calling them a couple of golden oldies who have a bit of fun road tripping throughout the Kimberley.
Now, Denise and Michael, as you said, are the characters in this campaign, but they're played by Judy and Steve Farquhar. Where did you find this couple?
Judy and Steve are live in Kununurra, and they've become superstars due to these campaigns. Oh, we love Judy and Steve, and they really don't really need to get into character too much. They're just naturals.
Are they just locals or are they actors?
They're locals with no acting skills whatsoever, but they're just so natural. They were perfect.
I know, but I have to keep my eye out on you, Michael. I can't trust you with those binoculars, what you're actually looking at sometimes.
Yeah, I watched the video yesterday. It's definitely appealing to that older kind of self-drive market.
Absolutely. So self-drive market's about 57% of the traffic that comes through that both the Kimberley and the Pilbara region, which composes Australia's northwest. It's really niche and it's 55 plus. We've really targeted it to those people and it seems to be working based off the success of the first campaign.
What's really noticeable is how pristine and untouched it still feels. You know, there are other travellers on the road, but the country's so large, you can always find a space that's just yours.
Oh, have a look at this.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. And look.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you gauge the success of a marketing campaign like that?
There are many components, Claire. It comes down to like how many people are going to click through to the website and how many bookings we generate from it. Last year, to give you an indication, I think we sold about $180,000 worth of Broome and Kimberley product, which is brilliant. And it was watched by, you know, nearly a million people. And of course, we won the Tourism Award, the gold for destination marketing. And we're actually off to Canberra in a couple of weeks to see how we go in the nationals.
Well, good luck with that. You're launching this campaign, though, at really quite a difficult time for the tourism industry in Western Australia. There's a lot of concern about the impact of travel restrictions due to the coronavirus, particularly on international tourism to WA. To what extent is the Kimberley being affected by that?
So our international key markets are Europe and the UK. So we are more unaffected, directly unaffected from Chinese visitation. However, we don't know yet how that might impact general people wanting to come and visit the Kimberley. Anecdotally, I've heard from some of our members, there was one American couple that were going to Southeast Asia and they have changed their plans to do the Kimberley instead. So that's positive. You know, really it's an opportunity for Australians to holiday here this year, which is the big Tourism Australia campaign, and we'll find a lot more people travelling within Australia. So for the Kimberley, that's going to be an advantage, because some people, instead of travelling overseas, will choose to come to the Kimberley. And we've heard that anecdotally through various partners of ours, various travel agents.
So do we know how bookings are looking at the moment compared to the same time last year, say?
So it's kind of looking for our operators that are taking people on small groups throughout the Kimberley, you know, those four-wheel drive trips through the Gibb River Road and various, all of the, three operators have told me that their bookings are fantastic for this year, which is great for them. Now, look, depending on who you talk to, you might get a different answer. But for the people that are doing tours through the Kimberley, it's looking positive.
What about hotels and hotel bookings and that kind of thing? Do you get any data on that?
Well, we will. We really look at our visitor numbers and data that comes out every quarter from Tourism Research Australia. So that gives us an indication. So look, we've got so many positive things going on at the moment in tourism, with Broome, with what's happening at Town Beach, the revitalisation, and we're always promoting that. And because we're getting a lot of traction with these campaigns, we've just finished Broome Time campaign, which was successful as well. And so we're really, really pushing to get front and centre, a lot of media coming out about our region. So we're doing everything we can in line with the state government and Tourism Australia, all working together to try and encourage people to holiday at home.
Okay, so if we put the sort of coronavirus aside, what are the growth areas, or what have they been for the tourism industry in the Kimberley in recent years?
The growth areas, or things that are trending, and what journalists want to write about. Where can I go in the Kimberley that I know it's going to be sustainable and it's eco-friendly? The whole green sustainability movement is here, and also Aboriginal tourism. We just finished a campaign, Broome Time campaign, which featured the Dampier Peninsula. That went off with so much positive engagement and people really not understanding there was so much to do up there, and there were so many Aboriginal experiences that are just on Broome's doorstep.
That's Tash Ma, who's the CEO of Australia's Northwest Tourism, speaking to Claire Moody. And if you'd like to see more of the characters, Michael and Denise, who are played by Kununurra couple Steve and Judy, you can watch the videos through Australia's Northwest website or their Facebook page. You can chuckle at the antics of Michael and Denise. Perhaps you will see your own selves reflected